day of January 2022. Good morning to you. Pardon my voice a bit. I still have a cold. But yeah, that show is here and we're ready to break tables. We should actually start calling this show, what do they call it? Is it Rough and Tumble? Yeah, because on Table Talk, you're most welcome to bring your arguments on. Arguments aren't necessarily negative. You know, it's a debate that expands our perspectives about issues and help us to, you know, see broader ways to approach issues. So if you've got your facts, by all means, come on Table Talk and come argue it out with me. We've got 1 hour to do that. So get ready on your mark, get set, let's go. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Welcome to the show. We're live on Facebook and on YouTube. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. You can join the show from there. You can also join on WhatsApp 08095975805. The show, as usual, is in two parts, as you know, if you're a regular listener. But if you're the first time joining us on the show, the first half is basically the appetizer, because it's Table Talk. It's more like I'm serving you a table conversation, you get. So I need to serve you the appetizer and then we go on to the main dish. And the appetizer, some really, it's me giving you a hint about what my weekend was like, the highlights. It's just gist, you get. And then we go dive into the main dish. So let's get started right away.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
All right, here's the appetizer. Yesterday was super, was super, was super. Yes, we finally held the Before the Vow seminar that Pro Version Man has organized for men. It was great. I'm really thankful that those who came decided to come. As expected, I wasn't disappointed. I knew that a lot of you would not show up because it wasn't money matters. I still know that a lot of men do not believe that they need help with anything relationship wise or that they need to become better persons, but we will get there. We'll keep the energy up, we'll keep the advocacy up, because you owe yourself the responsibility to make your life better. I'm here to help you, but you got to take that step to even want to be helped. It was an absolutely amazing session yesterday. Only those who came can tell you how much they learned and how much their lives are going to change because of the knowledge that they gained yesterday. So that's the biggest thing, aside the fact that I was quite ill, almost cancelled. But of course, we keep turning up. That's when you say we move. Absolutely, we keep turning up all the time. So yeah, we had a fantastic time. Secondly, today is the International Day to End Violence Against Boys. It's a reminder that boys also matter and that you should look out for the boys around you, because gender-based violence is also on the increase for children, and this includes boys. So pay attention to the boys around you and watch out for them as keenly as possible. If you notice anything, please raise an alarm. Don't even wait. It's better if you raise an alarm and then, you know, maybe nothing so wrong at the end of the day than that something is going wrong and then you look the other way. All right. That's the appetizer. It's time to get into the main dish. Yay! Yeah. Let's go.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
All right, so the main dish, I'd promote this on social media since last week. So if you follow me on social media, you already know what we're talking about. I had someone reply me this morning and say, oh, no, that's not a conversation necessary. We know the answer. But I'm going to know what the answer really is this morning. And my question to you on Table Talk is very simple. Apparently, let me give you some of the numbers that we have. We talked about this last year when we had the conversation around female breadwinners. Now, in low-income bracket in Africa, over 80% of women are the sole breadwinners for their families. And they do this through trading, farming, and small businesses. Now, there was a 2016 survey, you guys are calling already, carried out by the National Bureau of Statistics here in Nigeria, and showed that in Nigeria, right here, 21.1% of households are female-led. Fully female-led. But the African culture, as well as several religions that we practice in Africa, still promote the role of men as providers for their households. Despite changing circumstances, because now more women are making more money, the role of provider appears to be keenly contested by men. On the flip side, interestingly, these men still want women to bring in money, but they want to retain, the men want to retain the title of provider. So, my question today is, do men actually love being providers, or do they simply like the idea of being better than their female partners? So is it that you're actually excited about being the one providing for everybody, or you just love the title and the, you know, the position, the, I don't know if there's some prestige around it for you, you know? Do you just like the idea of being the better person, the one who has more money, or the one that they come to ask for money? So yeah, I'm talking mostly to men on the show today. That's our Table Talk conversation. By the way, Table Talk has got an addition now. Yeah, now that Twitter is back and there's Twitter Spaces, we're going to explore Spaces. So if you're on Twitter, there's going to be a continuation of our Table Talk conversations on Twitter by 12:30 p.m. The link is already on my Twitter handle as Wemimo Sports. So once we're done with that topic, if you can't get in here, never mind. Join me on Twitter by 12:30, just about 1 hour, 12:30 to 1:30, and we're done continue the conversation there. So do men actually love being providers? Where are the men? Or do you just like the idea, the concept of being better, that you, I mean, you are the one they're coming to ask for money? Does it just make you feel good, or you really and truly like the idea of being the provider? Otherwise, why do you contest so keenly? Why do you feel defensive when a woman provides? Why do you feel bad if you are not the provider? Yeah, 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 0146571900. Let's break some tables. Good morning, hello.
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Put off your radio.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Ola Meleko, calling from Alabado, IT
side. All right, thank you for calling me.
Yeah, this is my first time of calling you.
Yay, I'm glad you're here.
My take is that, you know, this part of the world we find ourselves, I would say that our brain has been, the way our brain has been wired, you understand? The way they brought us up, the way, I don't know how to put it, the way we've been trained, the way we believe that men must be the one to provide. So even when that mean, even when we don't have that money to provide, we still believe that we are still in charge. Even when the woman is the one being provided this time, and we still believe that we are still in charge, because the way we are brought up, the way we are being trained, you understand? So we don't believe it. That's why you see when people are doing bad things in this country, they believe they are doing right things.
So let me personalize this, because my lines are buzzing. So for you, tell me, are you currently the provider in your home? Does it make you feel good or better? Does it make you feel good?
It makes me feel good. And when I don't have money, if my wife is the one, maybe when the table turn around to my wife to do something, maybe I'm done that time, and I feel bad.
You feel bad.
I feel so bad. I feel so bad.
So let me be your panel beater now.
Sometimes I'll call her, babe, please. You know, it's because of how things is. This is my plan. This is what I'm working on. Please, just bear it with me. You get it?
So I'm here to be your panel beater. I understand that there's wrong wiring. So I'm here to help you do what? Beat everything back into shape. Check it. Because there's something wrong with that stereotype. There's something fundamentally wrong with it, but you're going to tell me what's wrong. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Jesse Lopoye.
All right, Jesse Lopoye. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. My own is anyone that provides, I don't have a problem with it. But I want to ask a question. Please, you, the way you are like this, if your husband doesn't provide, how would you feel?
I won't feel like...
sponsoring everything in the family.
Yeah, I won't feel any way if he's not a lazy person. The only reason I'll feel some ways if he's lazy and he's not working. But if I earn better, no problem.
Okay, let's say he's not lazy. But if the money is not coming like the way it's supposed to come, and you are the one funding everything, how would you feel?
Now, I've just answered your question. I won't
as
feel
a
any...
lady, you.
Am I? Is there some time that I'm a man? I'm a lady all the time. Okay, I've just told you.
Then your own mentality is different. Ask 90% of women. The issue is not about women. The way I am, I don't mind sharing. Yes. If I want to marry today, I will tell my wife, come, these are the things.
But in the instance when, if your wife is the provider, maybe she earns more money, and so she brings in more money, do you think it will make you feel challenged?
It won't, because we would have discussed it.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's keep it short and sweet, okay? So many people on the line, so I'd like to make it very quick. Good morning, hello?
Am I speaking with my dear madam Wamimo Adeyemi?
Wamimo speaking. Good morning, Azubike.
Your voice is not sweet to me this morning.
Ah, sorry.
I'm begging God to clear your voice for me.
Thank you.
But I feel happy.
Thank you.
So, coming to the talking point about women providing for the family or man providing for the family, let me go to the point. You know, the way we find ourselves in this African continent, is putting some of our men in a very tight corner. Why they say man is the head of the family? And whatever thing that comes out from the family, or everybody be expecting man to do it. In the Western world, man and woman, they are equal. That is why women are supposed to be working and men supposed to be working. And anything that comes out of the family, two of them should join their heads together.
To fix it.
And deploy them.
Yeah.
Are you getting me?
Yeah.
But in Nigeria, yeah, we are always putting our problem in our men.
But you, I need you to personalize this conversation for me. So personally, do you enjoy being the provider, the one that you're the one everyone else looks up to? Does it make you feel good?
See, let me tell you the truth. I'm praying for God to give me a hard-working woman like me. So that if two of us we are working, we can contribute a lot to our family, to help our family.
Okay. I hear you. Thank you very much. Let me speak to the ladies. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, Wubima. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Happiness from Ikorodu. How was the weekend?
It was fantastic. Thank you.
Wubima.
Yes.
My own husband enjoys it too.
He enjoys being the provider.
Oh, no. He likes it so much. And I like it like that too. I like it like that.
Happiness is always just a vibe. That's a likes like that. And I also like it's only been as such. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Leke,
do you love the idea of being the provider?
Yes, I'm not yet married, but for me, it's quite admirable mentality. You just review. The way you put, way we put respect to money in our society, believing that I've been the one responsible for financial assets, you know, the Lord and everything.
Yeah, the Lord and Master.
But actually, it's skinny. When I get that day for men, it's skinny. It puts a lot of men to unnecessary pressure.
Yeah.
You know, and it's skinny. For me, it's Indian, or you believe that it must be responsible for everything.
For everything.
And wherever your woman is responsible, you have been stressing, you have been insecure. For me, it's Indian and it's skinny. So for me, I'm not even seeing anything,
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it. If it's stressing you out, why don't you stop it? Good morning, Gabriel.
Yeah, money. I'm not happy. As a man, I'm carrying the whole family program.
You are not happy about it?
No. The load is just too much. The distress that makes men. That makes men to always die on time.
So why do men feel attacked? Why do they feel attacked when a woman, brings in the money? You feel like you are less than a man. Isn't that how a lot of men feel?
Yeah. This for the past, I don't know, maybe 1,000 years in Nigeria, if the women start providing, my observation in life, 95% of women will be so proud, they will never give their husband a respect. The whole world will not hear, I'm the one who used to provide for the woman. I married a lazy man. That was what we hear from the women here and here. It's a pity. My father has stayed with my mother for 54 years. My father has been providing. There is no noise outside. Many women start helping maybe he having upper hand. the whole world go now here. Most of the time, men doesn't like life in that way. Men doesn't like that kind of life.
I hear you.
You the whole everybody will not know. And the one provides you, and my mouth is...
So is it like she will start announcing it on the streets? Like she'll carry paint and... I mean, but I get you. I get you totally. That's some good feedback. So apparently men are afraid. Help me, I mean, if I'm placing your thoughts correctly. Men are scared that if they do not provide, if they're not the head of the home in that sense, that the woman will become, or if the woman brings them more money, she will be disrespectful. So why did you marry a woman that could be disrespectful? Abby, and I've said this over again, that respect should be a minimum requirement before you marry someone. Why do you marry someone that doesn't respect your person, but respects you because of the money you bring in? Why did you do that to yourself in the first place? That one is on your head. Nath is on the line. Hello, Nath. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Nath. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm a first-time caller to your show.
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I dragged you out of your comfort zone. Welcome to Table Talk. Let's break some tables. Go ahead.
Okay. So personalize it. For me,
yes.
It gives me joy to provide for my family.
Show you. I hope you guys are listening. So someone was arguing with me on Twitter. Said, no, men don't love it at all. But here you are.
No, I love it. I love to provide for my family. That is not to say that if my wife provides support, it's a problem for me. Not at all. But it is my joy, my prayer to have the capacity to always provide for my family. That is the way I see it. I don't see it as stress at all. Except maybe when you don't have, and then your wife, you know, comes in to support. But I have no... I'm married to a very hardworking woman. She makes her money and all that, but I don't look into that part.
So let me throw a bone into the works a bit. So if so happens that your wife's business grows or her career grows and she begins to make like double or three times the money you make, would that be any problem? Would you feel threatened?
No, not at all. Because even with what she's doing, she's into business. I try to empower her and show her way to make more money. In fact, as I speak to you, I have a feeling she has more money than me.
Oh, maybe she's hiding it, huh?
Well, it's not
and
like
you know, maybe she's hiding it because she doesn't want you to feel bad. Like, if you feel good being the provider, she just lets you have your way, right?
Yeah.
But if she brings out the money, your own stress will be reduced, don't you think?
She does. I mean, there are things she does that are, you know, as a support to the family, like I rightly said.
Yeah.
But it does never come to me as a threat.
All right. I hear you. Thank you very much, Nath. Mustafa is on the line from Command. Good morning. Welcome to Table Talk.
Good morning, Madam Wemimo.
Yes, sir. Break some tables for me.
Yes. Please. I've been opportunity to meet some women in my area whereby they are somehow assisting the husband. And at the end, you end up seeing them saying a lot of things. I'm the one catering for the family. After seeing my husband has not been capable of handling some things, you see them broadcasting it. That isn't normal. So I don't think men are afraid of women assisting them at all. That's it.
So what are they afraid of? They're afraid of the women then telling everybody that they are the ones doing it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I hear you. Thank you very much. So I'll go to the ladies when I come back from the break. But let's stay with the men for now. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Auntie Wemimo.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling me.
Yeah, this is Tayo from Lekki.
Tayo, break some tables for me.
Yeah. One thing is that you're talking about men providing for their family. If you are a man and you can't provide for your family, forget about it. You are not a man in this part of the world.
You're not a man.
You are not a man. Because you cannot even talk. The next thing your woman will be telling you is, what are you doing? Is that what your mates are doing?
Hey.
And the next thing is that go and double yours. So you feel the pressure. Even me that I'm not married, I do have this in mind that, okay, if I can do this, I can do this. Yes, that's what makes me human. Even if I can't do any other things, I just make sure I provide for my family, then I'm satisfied.
I see. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much. I see. I hear you all. Good morning, hello.
Hi, Remy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, welcome to Table Talk.
This is Remy.
Remy, thanks for calling me.
Yeah. I think it depends on how men were raised in different homes. Right from child, you have been told you are a man, and seeing your father being the provider, you also believe that is how it should be, being the sole provider. So it starts from the home first. And if you want to change that, I think it has to start from the home too. Friend needs to start telling their kids that it should be a partnership stuff, not just a one-way thing. Another thing is religion.
Yeah.
You know, easily they quote these...
a man who is unable to provide for his house.
Of which, even the scripture didn't mention man. Go and check it. Gender wasn't specified. So you can see should I say misdirection?
Yeah.
Given by even religion.
I hear you. Let me speak to the women. So there have been a lot of accusations onto you women to say that you are the cause of the problem. You put the pressure on the man to always be the provider. So that's why they're pressured into doing it. When I come back, I'll take your messages from WhatsApp and Twitter and Facebook. That will be after the break. So you men, do you love the idea of being the breadwinner, of them being the provider, or just the glamour and the power that it infuses you with? More talk when I come back. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Don't go away. This is Table Talk.
Thank you.
Well, Adewale on Twitter tells me that, let me read it to you. It says, naturally, men are providers. This thought is also seconded by someone on WhatsApp. What's your name now? Yeah, it says, I think it is a natural phenomenon that a man should be the provider while the woman supports him. Calvin from Ajawa Estate. Let me tell you the table we're breaking today. It's the idea that the making of money, the handling of money, the growing of money, and having more money is in the natural preserve of men. Hello? It is not. It is not. Human beings can make money depending on their capacities and their skills. In the olden days, men were the ones who go to fend because everything was done by muscle and strength and physical strength. You know, you had to go farm all day and then you had to go fight the lion and go shoot the goat. You know, while of course a woman, not because she couldn't do those things, she was burdened with having the babies, being pregnant, having the baby. So she was home to just stay there, take care of the children while the husband brings the food. Just like some animals do when they have babies. Birds, their partners go bring food for them. So even animals do the same. But once the babies are grown, all animals go back into the wild to sort themselves out. So what is it with humans of planet Earth? So why do men, and this is one of the things that patriarchy has funded over the years, is that men have the sole preserve of making money, making more money. Like, men are naturally, they would naturally make more money, you know, and so they would naturally be the providers. But what is our world today showing us? And I've talked every week about what culture is. Culture is the way of life of a people. And the way of life of a people then is different from the way of life of we, the people, now. And you need to wake up to this reality and take the bull by the horn and realize that the times have changed. More women have education, they've gone to school, so they're getting better jobs, they're getting better paid. But men, quite a number of men still feel threatened by the idea of a woman making more money from them, Some of you have told me that your biggest worry isn't just that the woman makes more money, but you think that she's going to disrespect you if she has more money, and so she's going to also tell everybody that she's the one providing. But I'm going to ask you a very tough question. When you are the one providing, does everybody know that you are the one providing? Everyone knows that you are the one providing, Abby. They all know, right? Like at family meetings, when she talks, she'll be like, keep quiet. Am I not the one paying the house rent? Am I not the one paying? Am I not trying? You do stuff like that, right? So if the woman gets angry and in angry conversation, she said, oh, but after all, I'm trying. Doesn't it sound like something you also could have done if you were upset? You know, and you're anticipating that your wife will be rude. If you married a rude person, well, I don't know what's up with you. Why did you marry someone who's rude in the first place? All right. I'm heading back to the phone line. Before then, I'm going to Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Twitter, WhatsApp, and I'll come back to the phone lines. Uzoichi George, hello. Amma Snakes Philip says, I'm a married man and I love my wife having her money, but I still provide because my wife's money is her money and my money is the family's money. You see? So when you men call me and say, but women say that her money is her money and my money is our money. Philip also thinks that a woman's money is hers, while his money is for the family. So you see that, look, you guys like stress. It's Stockholm syndrome. You're stuck. You don't want to remove this stereotype. So you rather suffer through it and keep the pride of being the provider. I mean, it's all right. Ejuptil Joseph, good morning. My opinion is that man by nature is a provider. How is man by nature a provider? How? You only become a father when you are a provider and a protector. Should you provide? Should you bring something in? Of course you should. But like, that's what makes, anyway. Oh yeah, Mark Anthony, I'm married and I don't ask my wife for money. I always provide because it is my duty to do so. I just have a judge that position. I think you're replying to somebody. Okay. Also, Maga Namani. You're watching from Enugu State. Good morning. Ozoichi George, a lot of women would not have respect for their husband when they start providing. So you limit her, Abi. She must not grow in her business past a certain level. She must not grow in her career past a certain level. Because if she truly grows, she's going to have more money and then there will be issues. All right. There's a lot of back and forth going on here. Bashir Wahab on Facebook from Bashir Rumajek says, naturally, men like to be providers because of the society we live. In a situation where your wife is a provider, the society will abuse you and that will make you feel less than a man. The society naturally believes that men are providers. I'm on WhatsApp now. Respect is reciprocal. Irrespective of who provides, respect is very important, says Tal. I mean, how is respect even negotiable? Wemimo, thank you for what you're doing. I love to be the provider in my home, but for now, my wife provides most of the things at home, and I also provide the things that my allowance can carry at home, and we're happy. I wish you told me your name. I mean, that's it. Wemimo, quite an interesting topic. The truth is that men feel good being able to carry out the duties of providing. I've tried setting up my wife to assist in the provisions, and when she does it, I feel pained when I ask her for money because I feel like I'm putting stress on her. Abio, the weaker vessel that can easily break. Okay. About the topic on ground C, I wouldn't say men like being providers, but they have no choice other than to be, because that's the way men are wired. No, that's not the way men are wired. That's the stereotype and your mental conditioning. Oron Yehu from Ibaya State, it's good for a man to be providers and to provide for his family. But when Jehovah created Eve to support Adam, so there's nothing wrong for a man to assist a man. Abio, let's say 70-30. All right. So naturally, men like to be providers because of the society we live in. Okay, I think you also sent this to Facebook. Collins from Isolo, this topic, men being the provider, is a very serious matter and has caused high BP to many men who can't stand the pressure and shame for their wives. Why are you ashamed is what I need to know. It should be a partnership among couples, but our culture and mentality doesn't permit it to operate in our families. So you mean it is culture and society that would help you run your homes, Abby? Good luck to you. Let me go to Twitter briefly and then I return to the lines. Now I want to listen to the ladies. All right. I need to refresh this. So let me listen to some of the ladies and come back to Twitter. Oh, so sorry. Please try again. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. This is Eunice.
Thank you, Eunice, for calling me. The men say that you ladies shame them.
Men feel proud and responsible when they are providing for their family. But most men that you see that complain of their wife broadcasting that they are supporting the family is when the men are not appreciating what the woman is doing. No matter the level or the assistance that the woman is giving, the man feels that it's nothing. And it pains the woman when you are supporting the family and the man that's supposed to appreciate what you are doing so that the family can move forward and be successful. The health appreciate it. That's when the broadcasting comes in. But when the men appreciate it, you even see the women telling their friends that the man is really appreciative and is supportive. They don't broadcast. So that's the main reason why you hear I'm supporting the family and doing this and this, because of the non-appreciation of the work.
Of the wife. I hear you. Thank you very much for calling. Good morning. Hello. Are you there?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Debbie.
All right, Debbie. Why are you guys broadcasting this man now? Is it fair? Why? Why are you doing that?
When you want. Good morning. And this is my first time of calling.
Yay! I'm glad you're here, Debbie. Go ahead.
Okay. When you want, let's just
say. No way. What? Are you there or what?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The truth is that men are meant to be the providers. What makes a man is not because he's a male in gender or because of the things that he has in between his legs. That is not what makes him a man. And that is not what puts him in the position that they assume currently as a man. What gave them that position is because of the responsibility they carry. And that is why they are maintaining that position. So in any day they stop providing, so assuming that position, that respect and that thing that comes with being a man, they're going to lose it. Naturally, they're going to lose it, no matter what, how we try to put it. Even we women, it's not that we are broadcasting, but unconsciously, it will show in our attitude and character because we should...
Oh, I was here cringing. Oh my goodness. What? Let me listen to Mr. Dan before I respond to that. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, good morning, Madam Wemimo.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling me. Welcome to Table Talk.
Yeah, I wanted to contribute to the
Yes, please go on. Go on. You're here. Go ahead.
Thank you. This the issue of man and a woman who provide, who is supposed to provide, who is not supposed to provide. I think this is, to me, it's a natural thing. Serious. The man is supposed to provide. But I think, like, for me, if I'm not able to provide for my family, I feel very, very bad. That's why even my wife can contribute her quota. I don't feel okay. I don't feel good. Because I know that I'm supposed to be the one to do it.
So who created this? I need to know. So who made you believe this, that it's your duty and if you're not doing it, you have failed?
Okay, let me take it from the scratch. You see, even the we have the three religions. Even the Bible talk about this. Even the Quran talk about this. The worst of it is the traditional religion. In fact, that one is even the worst. But let me just go with the Bible. The Bible make us understand that the man is supposed to be a provider. In those days, our parents were farmers. You understand? So everything comes through the man.
But that's wrong. That's wrong.
Yes. You know, the man has a decision to decide.
So is it about the decision or about who makes the money? Because the olden days you're referring to, the man owns the farm, he marries the wives and the many children, but the wives and the children work on the farm. In fact, the wives are the ones who bring home the harvest. The wives are the ones who process the gari and process the harvest, and they're the ones that take this harvest to the farm, to the market. So what are you telling me? The women did most of the jobs. So what's it?
Yes, good.
Just that the money was coming directly. When they come back from the market, they hand over the money to the husband. That's all. That's it.
You can see. Even from that point, the man is still the head of the family.
So the idea is just, you just like the idea of being the one making the decisions. Is that it?
Sorry, let me chip in this. Just allow me to chip in this.
Okay.
You see, when my wife will provide for me, some women, when they provide, even a little, the man provide the largest part. They provide a little, but any slight thing, they will not obey the man.
Obey him how? To do what? Like, what do you mean?
They will not respect the man. You know, the man have the final decision. When it comes to decision, when the man wants to give a final decision,
some women will say no. After all, I'm the one doing this and that. You
understand? So, what is there a possibility that in that instance your decision was wrong and hers was correct?
You see, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
In some instances, the woman's decisions are correct.
But
in some instances, the man's decision is correct. But the woman will insist just because you know that she contribute to the family.
One more before you go. Is there also a possibility that even when the man is a provider, that a woman could put her feet down and say no when you make your decision? She said no, let's do it this way. Is there a possibility?
There is always a possibility for
there
that.
Is.
But you know, at the end of the day, the woman will see reason to she will not say it straight that after all, I am the one doing this and that.
I hear you. I don't agree with you, but I hear you because that's your reality and I can't dispute your reality, okay? I don't have to agree with it, but it's your reality. And I'm hoping that these stereotypes, the more we talk about them, will begin to shift. Good morning, hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
I am Madam Ozo from Agbara.
Thank you for calling. Why are you people going against the decisions of these men? Kilo Shele, why? Why are you doing this?
Oh, see, Wemimo,
mm-hmm.
Women are suffering. We are suffering. I wish that this man will provide the money and provide it enough, happily, so that women will rest. Because as it is now, we join to provide for the home, and we still do all our own part. How many men sweep the house? Because even when the woman is providing, how many men wash plates? How many men go to the market and buy food? Some of them don't even know the class their children are. That's how bad it is. They don't even know the age. Some of them don't even know their children's age.
What?
Woman will do this. Yes. Woman will do this. Or even when they know the day, they don't know. Woman will do this. Woman will do that. Woman will do the other one. Woman will do the other one. And provide money for the home. It's a cheating. The women, if I have my way, I will just put my legs on the table and serve you people while you bring all the money. I mean, all the money. But now women are helping. You know what? I told my husband, he made a comment. I still provide my own little way. He made a comment. You know what I told him?
Mm-hmm.
I said, we cannot be serving you for nothing. In fact, I said it in Igbo. That is, we cannot. I told him, all of us in this house, we are serving you. If you don't know,
Abby.
The children are serving you and I'm serving you. And we cannot be serving you for nothing. He didn't say anything.
So
I told him, we can't be serving you for nothing. We must be gaining something.
Hey.
And when I noticed that word got to him, it still gets to him. When I ask for certain things and I notice he can provide, but he doesn't, I say, well, I'm serving you. I cook your food.
So pay me.
I cook your food. I make sure your clothes are washed, at least dry cleaning and all that. I clean your bed. I make your bed. I wash the toilet. I do this and do that. I say, I deserve this thing you're giving me. Let it not seem to you as if you're
doing me a favor.
I say, God, you're just giving me. You're not just giving me. I can't be worshipping you for nothing.
Didn't
say anything. And, I mean, it got to him and he really, really, you know, he changed his view. And he's really providing. If I like, I provide. Of course, my children like to act on me most of the time.
When they ask
for big things, I say, I beg, I have to go and meet your daddy. There's small things that they need. They come to me and I provide.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. He says, I can't be serving you for nothing. You better provide. Larry, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for holding on.
Actually, the situation in our hand today is not, we cannot compare it to what our parents went through.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Totally. Absolutely.
Society have evolved. They have, things have totally changed. When my wife is a teacher and I'm an architect, at the beginning of our journey, my wife was earning 1,800. And as at that time, my salary was 5,000. You know, and things went by, and I bought a car, I bought land, I built, you know, paid the children's school fees, and I did not allow my wife to go through all the stress. But there was a year that things overturned.
Mm-hmm.
That year, for 2 years, in fact, for 2 years, I did not get a single contract.
Wow.
My wife was there for me.
Yeah.
And nobody knew how we were going out. She would even fuel the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nobody raised any issue.
Which is how it should be.
Yes, we are joyfully doing it.
Yeah.
Joyfully.
Yeah.
But today, it's like money is what people worship. There is no, I don't know how to put it. You know, on both sides.
I hear you. I'm sorry, but I really need to go now. But that's just a highlight. My phone lines are on fire. How about we have a repeat of this conversation because we're not done? But you should come on Twitter by 12:30. Let's go trash the rest out there. By 12:30 today, it will be on Twitter. I'll be having a Twitter space. It's Wemimo Sports. Or just look for Wemimo Adewuni on Twitter. I'll record it so you can play it back if you can't join precisely at 12:30. But if you can, come in so you can talk to me at that time. Thank you for joining the show. I need to go now. It's been fantastic doing this. Do men love being providers? The conversation continues on Twitter at 12:30. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Have more conversations coming up for you. The Techers will be here by 10 after the news. Sunnyside at 12 and much more. Don't go away. Stay here with us.
Welcome to Red Villa Luxury Hotel.
Oh, thank you. Can I have the penthouse suite, please?
Excellent choice, sir. That will be...
I said it. This place is fine out of my pocket.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.